kind of think about one time I was out building fence, and my neighbor, he walked up, and he was a member of the Church of Christ. And, of course, they believed just about as much as the Baptists that I was a member of. You know, so no offense either way. But, you know, I had happened to step off into another world. And so he walked up, and I'm out there building fence. And he said, "Thurman, what kind of good things is going on?" I said, "Man, it's all good." He said, "What?" He said, "Oh, aren't you watching the news?" I said, "No, I don't watch the news." I said, "I just know what Jesus is doing." He said, "Jesus is doing something good?" I said, "Sure." It depends on whose news you watch, doesn't it? See? So I told him, I said, "Yeah." I said, "Jesus has done some wonderful things." I said, "In fact, you know your neighbor." I knew where he lived. Although he owned the property right beside me, he lived over about 3 miles, 2 or 3 miles further over. I said, "How about your neighbor, Fred Simmons?" I said, "Did you hear what happened to Fred?" He said, "Well, yeah, I heard about it, but I don't believe it." And I said, "What do you mean?" I said, Didn't you hear Fred was healed of prostate cancer?" And of course, I don't think I called it prostate cancer at the time. I've called it something else because I didn't know what he was healed of. All I knew is one Sunday night in church, there I'm sitting there, and Fred got up and told us. He said, "You know, Friday I was diagnosed with cancer," and he obviously said prostate cancer because that's what it really was. But I don't pay any attention to what kind of cancer, you know. So anyway, he said, "Before we go home tonight, I want y'all to pray for me because I'm scheduled for surgery in the morning, Monday morning." This was Sunday evening service. So we get through church that night, and of course, you know, we're not too much to pray for the sick in a Baptist church. You know, we don't do that too much, you know. So anyway, we got ready to go home that night, and everybody's walking out, and I jumped up. I was sitting on the front row, and I jumped up, and I said, "Hey, I said, Fred asked us to pray for him tonight. He's got to go in for surgery tomorrow." I said, "I know some of y'all here don't believe in healing like I do, but the God I serve, he heals." And so I said, "Fred, can I pray for you?" He said, "Sure, that's what I want." And of course, the little pastor, he had about 32 years old with a master's degree from the seminary. I looked up at him and I said, "You want to pray with me?" He said, "Sure I do." So he come down off the platform, come down there, and we laid hands on Fred Simmons. I prayed. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against this spirit that's attacked his body. I command this sickness to leave in the name of Jesus. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I command his body to be healed in Jesus' name. Because you said in your word, whatever I demand in the name of Jesus, you'll do for me." I said, "Lord, it's done in Jesus' name." I said, "Now then, you can pray." So then next guy gets over here, you know, and he said, "Oh, God, if it be your will you please heal Fred tomorrow when he goes to the doctor? Will you help the doctor to get all the cancer out of his body? And then as he goes through chemo and radiation, Lord, will you please help him to put the right dosage?" And after everybody prayed like that, by the time it was over, I thought, "Oh, Lord, Lord, I'm glad I prayed in faith. Lord, I hope there's nobody else. I hope you don't hear none of the rest of these prayers." I didn't want him to do the surgery. That's not the way we want it done, is it? No, you know. I wanted the guy healed. Well, of course, next morning, he's supposed to be at the hospital in Denton at 7 o'clock. And he went in. The doctor done a little blood work on him, got him ready and everything. And he come back in a few minutes and he said, "Fred, what did you do from Friday till today?" He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "All I did is go to church." He said, "Well, something happened since Friday." He said, "Your blood was so bad Friday, and today there's nothing wrong with you." He said, "I'm going to do another check on you before I do any surgery on you." So he'd done some more tests, and about a half hour, come back in. He said, "Well, Fred, I don't understand what happened to you, but there ain't nothing wrong with you. You can put your clothes on and go back home." So Fred, yeah, praise the Lord. So Fred, of course, he got up and put his clothes on and he went back home. And of course, his wife, you know, I mean, when he walked out there and his wife, he said, "There's nothing wrong with me." And she said, "What?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I know what it was. It was that prayer Thurman prayed for you." Said he prayed in faith. Well, I mean, Louis Simmons I mean, I'll tell it. If you want something told, you tell it to a woman. She'll tell everybody, especially if it's good, right? I mean, women, they like to tell good things, don't they? Well, us guys, we ought to like to tell good things too. But sometimes women, they really, you know, when God does something, I mean, Louise Simmons, she called everybody in the Baptist church in Justin and told them what God had done for her husband. I mean, some of them didn't believe it, but that's okay. The Lord got all the glory for that. And, of course, as I was mentioning that to my neighbor standing there across the fence, I said, you know, isn't it wonderful what the Lord did for your neighbor Fred? And he said, well, what did he do? And I said, well, he healed him up. I forgot what a cancer I said. He said, see there, you didn't even know what was wrong with him. He said, it wasn't that kind of cancer. It was prostate cancer. And I said, well, I didn't heal him anyway. I just prayed the prayer of faith. God healed him. He said, Thurman, don't you know God don't do miracles no more? I said, well, he might not do miracles over there in the Church of Christ, but I said he did one Sunday over at the Baptist Church. Oh, goodness. I've come to realize it don't make any difference. That's just like that gentleman sitting back on the back row that day come up here. He said, after I'd been here to a couple of healing schools, he said, I decided to go to my own Church of Christ where I was in church and ask them to pray over James 5:14 for me. And he said, we went over there and I had this cancer. And he said, you know, you told me what to do. So I took my pastor of my Church of Christ and the elders in the church, and I had them read those scriptures, and then I had them pray over me and anoint me with oil. And he said, whenever they got through, the pastor said, now we prayed for you, but you better go to the doctor and have surgery. So he said, now was there any faith in that bunch? No. But did God honor his faith? Yes. He said, in spite of their unbelief, when I got to the doctor and the doctors checked me, there wasn't any cancer in my body. I was completely healed. So, see, God is wonderful. He's a mighty God. If he can just get a little faith, is that right? If God can just get a little faith, he can do great things, can't he, Eldon? I mean, just a little bit of faith. Well, all I got to say is I love serving the King that does things like this. I love him when he sends people like Tashiana and all that team from Christ for the Nations. They went out to preach the gospel to those people. But did you know, we don't have to go to India to have a mission field. You got one across the street at your neighbor's house. When is the last time you talked to your neighbor about Jesus? You know, Cheryl and I went to a wedding yesterday down in Brownwood. Of course, it was my in-laws, and one of the girls, 28-year-old young woman, the last of three in that family, one of my cousins, she got married to a fine Christian young man, and of course, his family, I didn't know none of them, but I mean, I'm asking everybody down there, do you know Jesus? And it's amazing how many people come over to me while I was there and said, I've been to one of your healing conferences. I can't believe you're here. Like I'm somebody special. You know, I ain't nothing. I'm just a man. You know, but it's wonderful to have people know you as that man that serves God. You know, that God answers your prayers when you pray. Is that a way that we ought to all be known on this earth? Yes, we ought to be known like that. And I praise the King for the privilege to know him and to love him and to serve him. Well, we are grateful for all the praise reports and the things that God is doing. But now then, we're going to go to the Word of God. And we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 1. And I think we've got verse 3. Ephesians 1:3, Jordan. We're going to, slowly but surely, one of these days, we're going to have a monitor up here also that I can see. We had that the other day, but we're going to slowly but surely we're going to make some changes where I don't have to turn around to read it where I can see it right here in front of me. We tried that the other day, but it worked good. But anyway, I went to a church in Canada and spoke the other day, and I didn't know what they had. Of course, I'm looking at the podium there. I'm standing behind the podium, and I make notice of a scripture, and when I do, I notice everybody look up, and I turned, and there it is. A guy put it on the screen just like this. And so I turned around, and I'm reading the scripture, and then I turn back around and look, and right under the podium is a monitor there, and here it is right here in front of me. I thought, man, I got to have one of them, you know. That makes it nice. That way I don't have to turn around and look. I can kind of look here and glance down here, and I can still look at you. But I love having the scriptures up here where you can see them. you know, where you don't even have to look in your Bible. You don't even have to spend the time hunting and looking. Because some of you, you write down a note, or if I say Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it's easy for you to just write down Ephesians 1, 3, and then you go home and you can look at it again. But right here, you don't lose any of the continuity of what I'm trying to teach you as I'm going to talk about these scriptures. I want you to see, and this here we got, this is a King James Version. I want you to see what the promise is. I can see Paul now. I don't know how many times I read this, and it just doesn't appear to soak in on you until you read it over and over and over. But when you read this over and over and over, I can see Paul now on the hills of Ephesus. Now, I've had the privilege to travel over in that country some and to see all of these things and these places where Paul made his journeys. I've been in many of those places and saw this. And, of course, Cheryl and I are going to get a tremendous blessing. You know, we've always, or at least I always, wanted to go to Israel. When I built the building over there in 77, I had to go to Cairo, Egypt. And I wanted to go right there. While I'm right there, I wanted to go up to Israel to see Israel. But at that time, Israel and Egypt wasn't getting along too good. And if I had a Israeli stamp in my passport, they would not let me back in Egypt. So I would have had to apply for a new passport and everything else. So I didn't go, although I was right there. And I was over there for 3 months. You know, in Cairo, building a building back in the 70s. But I didn't get to go to Israel. But Cheryl and I got a tremendous blessing the other day. We're going to get to go to Israel in October and November, the last of October, the first of November, and we're going to get to go free. It's not even going to cost us. God is doing it. And also, praise the Lord, we give Him the glory and praise. Yes, not only are we going to get to go and get to go on a with a team of people that goes once or twice every year for the last 10 or 15 years, so they know all this, and they got the itinerary all set up and everything. We're going to get to see some wonderful things. They're also, while we're over there, the television stations and network that we own, they're going to take a camera crew, and they're going to film me teaching in Israel. I thought, wow, is this going to be great? You talk about a blessing. You know, God is just going to bless our socks off. You know, this is so wonderful to know God and to see Him do these mighty miracles.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.